Support for WAMC comes from the Hyde Collection, presenting Modern Nature, Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George, an exhibition exploring the work produced during the years O'Keeffe lived in the Southern Adirondacks, now through September 15th, hydecollection.org. Good morning, it's 7:19 with WAMC Sports News. I'm Jared Crowfoot. It was another close one last night in Game 7 of the NBA Finals in Miami. The Heat held a 2-point lead late in the fourth quarter before LeBron James secured the victory with 27.9 seconds left.
James pulls up, puts it in! 4-point lead!
Sound courtesy of ESPN. The final score was 95-88, and the win makes the Heat back-to-back NBA champions and third since 2006. Overall, James poured in 37 points and grabbed 12 rebounds to earn MVP honors for the second straight year. Surveillance video from the North Attleboro home of Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez shows him with Odin Lloyd and two other people hours before Lloyd was killed earlier this week, according to ABC News. Sources also told ABC News the security system at Hernandez's home, along with his cell phone, were destroyed. Moving over to baseball news, Tampa Bay defeated the Yankees 8-3, Detroit beat Boston 4-3, Minnesota doubled up the White Sox 8-4, it was Texas over Oakland 4-3, and the Angels edged ahead of Seattle 10-9. In the National League, David Wright hit two solo homers, and the Mets won against Atlanta 4-3. Pittsburgh 5, Cincinnati 3, Washington topped Colorado 5-1, the Cubs lost to St. Louis 6-1, San Diego doubled up the Dodgers 6-3, and it was Miami over San Francisco 2-1. In U.S. soccer news, Abby Wambach scored four times in the first half of a 5-0 win over South Korea to break Mia Hamm's mark of 158 international goals. In golf news, Charlie Hoffman had a pair of eagles and a bogey-free 9-under-61 to grab the lead late in the first round of the Travelers Championship. Finally, in tennis news, Wimbledon gets underway Monday. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.